Hi guys, I'm Sam and I am an alcoholic. It's so nice to see everybody. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Primary Purpose Group, for the workshop. That was amazing. I really look forward to hearing our speaker tonight. I'm just here to warm up for that, to get you all ready for it. So 387 days ago, I wanted no part of living. 387 days ago, I was completely done pushing around a cart, living a life that I had accepted. And then 386 days ago, I went to a recovery home and I found like the tiniest bit of hope. And I can say that without a doubt, these rooms and my amazing home group have completely helped me find a relationship with my higher power that I thought existed my entire life. You know, I have a very odd upbringing. I have an alcoholic mother and I have a super religious grandmother. So I have been the drunk teenage girl who had a baby early, and I have also been the missionary overseas and a Sunday school teacher. It's a fun balance. But the thing is that I have had a spiritual malady my entire life. I've had this spiritual sickness that something was wrong with me and I couldn't just be me, because me wasn't something I was interested in. And today I have an actual relationship with my higher power. We talk on a regular basis. I have a direct connection to my higher power, and that is more than I could have ever imagined having 387 days ago. I am a member of the Primary Purpose Group that meets on Bridge Street on Thursday nights, and I go through my big book daily. My daily meditations consist of a big book and a talk with my higher power. And because of those things and because of the work that I've been willing to put in, God has graced me with so many things that I never thought that I would have. You know, I have joint custody of my daughters. I have regular visitations with my son. My family enjoys my presence. I have a key to my church and an alarm code. People trust me with stuff. It's wild. But the thing is that I trust me now. You know, when I speak to myself, I trust the things I say now. And they're never terrible. And this program has taught me that. You know, this spiritual experience that my sponsor helped me to achieve has truly changed my life. And I've had this psychic change, this attitude adjustment, to where I don't look at things the same way. I don't respond to things the same way. I don't allow negativity to bring me down anymore, because now I'm able to see that all the anger and all the sadness and all the misery is really just the mask I use for fear. And today, you know, I'm currently in step four, so I'm working through all these things. You know, come to find out, the resentment list isn't so you can tell everybody you hate them. It's crazy. But you know, I can honestly say, you know, I'm a person who runs from discomfort. I'm like, And today, the person that I've become, this life that's been recreated through these steps, has decided to run towards discomfort. The more uncomfortable I am, I'm sure that's probably better, because I heard a long time ago that if you're comfortable, you're not growing. Growth doesn't happen inside your comfort zone. And thanks to my sponsor, I don't have a comfort zone. But you know, my higher power brought her into my life because she knew that I was special. You know, I heard something the other day that's really stuck with me, and I'd like to share that with you, is that I thought that my process started at step one or step zero, right? I was like, step zero, step one, this is where my process starts, but I was completely misunderstood on how this whole thing works, because my process didn't even start with me. My process started in a 12-step in somebody else's heart, who still cared enough to carry the message to someone like me. And today I'm blessed to be in a place where I have sponsees that I work with, and I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. And today I'm not afraid to be uncomfortable. I'm not afraid to be desperate. I'm not afraid to take service commitments and talk in front of a whole room of people. Today, me and my higher power have recreated a life that I look back. I sit back sometimes and I look around and I get overwhelmed, because I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that this peaceful, hopeful feeling is real there's no way this is my life, right? Because I've always been miserable. I've always had this spiritual sickness inside of me that told me I wasn't good enough. And today, because of my higher power, because of the program in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I have become somebody who I enjoy being around. And that's one of the biggest blessings that I have today. And that's all I got. Thank you, guys.